And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland, and the program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, life could be good. Life could be good. But something has gone terribly amiss. Something is amiss. Have you noticed? Something is amiss in the nation, in the family, in the schools, everywhere you go at work. It could be so good. Okay, now when we're young, you know, we get caught up in with our friends and with our sporting activities and our classes, and then when we start work, maybe you go to work for a nice big corporation somewhere, and it's pretty exciting, and it's fun, and it's good, okay. Then you get married, and it's all good. All these things are good, okay? But when the, how can I say this? When your useful enthusiasm begins to wane a little bit, and when you're, you know how little kids get lost in their imagination, it's okay for little children to use their imagination. They're not ready to face too much reality yet. So being in their imagination a little bit, that's good, okay? Or a lot, actually. As long as they're not playing horrible video games or watching terrible things on television, if it's all innocent things and nice old-fashioned storybooks and playing outside and pretending this and pretending that, it's all just fine, okay? But little children have an active imagination, and in our teens it continues, but then when we get into our 20s and 30s it begins to wane. So the imagination wanes, and then the excitement of, the first ball game, the first championship, you know, your first graduation, all these things, when they begin to wane a little bit, okay, the emotions wane. Then what you are left with is, what is? You're left with what is, okay? And then in the second half of life, then when you get into your 30s and 40s especially, and 50s, then you begin to look to more spiritual things, or at least you should be. You should be transitioning from the earthy, the earthly, to the spiritual, okay? From imagination to reality, and from reality to the great reality beyond. See? Now, this world that we live in, the framework, the geometry, the physics of it and the chemistry of it was created by our Creator. And it's a marvelous, marvelous thing. And when we're young, we marvel at things, at the way a butterfly flies, and the way, you know, when you're in physics class, the way the experiments come out. And we marvel at so many wonderful things that you travel and you see the ocean and the forests and the lakes, and you marvel, and you look up at the sky and you see the stars, and you marvel at it. You look at them with awe and wonder. Well, that's worship. That is worship of the Creator of all of these marvels. So in a sense, you are entranced to a certain extent by the natural, by the beauty of the natural world and the intrigue of it, okay? And undoubtedly you find something that you like. You like stamps, you like building things, you like collecting rocks, see? You like some kind of sports, you like the ocean, you like photography, see what I mean? So there's parts of the world that you love. But all I'm saying is that as you get older, then the things of youth must begin to be laid aside somewhat. And now you must look to more heavenly things, purpose for your existence and why you're here.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Today we're discussing the transition in a person's life from the earthly to the spiritual, from the worldly to the heavenly. Okay? Now, basically, we wander around in this world, which is very, very interesting and very intriguing. But we're like the Wizard of Oz, the Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz. Remember, she ended up in Oz, and it was so interesting. She met not many friends, okay, and there was some scary. There was the Wicked Witch, and so on. It was kind of scary, but the whole place was very exciting and very interesting. It was quite an adventure. Quite an adventure, okay? But then she began to yearn to go back to Kansas again, to go back home again, okay? It was very exciting, the adventure. Now she wants to go back home, okay? Well, like for we humans, okay, what home means, see, what home means is you can stay exactly where you are, okay? You don't have to go travel back to the city where you were born or something. But what it means is that in your inner self, your soul, your spirit, you begin to yearn for your Creator. Okay? You yearn for your roots. See, we are all created in the image and likeness of God. He's our parent spirit. Okay? And so when we go to church, we hear beautiful things about God and about Jesus. We kind of like it. Okay? Maybe we're not 100% sure that it's true. We would like it to be true, but we're not sure. Okay? We don't have all the faith that we would like, or the belief that we would like, but we somehow sense, you know, that it's true, and we know that there's good and evil. We remember when we were little children and we read storybooks about good and evil, and so we know good and evil exists. We know that God is good, Jesus is good, and then we know there's bad people. Okay, we know that, and we know we like good people. And then you've gone out in the world and you've encountered some nice people and you've encountered some people who are not so nice, okay? So all of that you know. But now you want to, see, being a chip off the old block in a sense, being created in the image and likeness of God, okay? Now it's time to want to discover more about Him. See, you discovered about His creation, the marvels of science, the marvels of the world. You discovered those. Okay, and people, the marvels of the people that he makes. But now you'd like to learn something about Him. Because He's like your Father. See, He's a Father you've never known. God, the Creator, is a Father you've never known, see. Now, a lot of us, some of us had a good father, okay? Some of us had a father who was okay. He it was kind of rough for him. He didn't do so well, maybe, but he did the best he could. He did the best he could. The world was too much for him, but he wasn't a bad guy, and so we loved him. Okay? Some of us, our father messed up quite a bit, and so we resented him. But now that we're older, we begin to see that he didn't really mean to mess up or to be distant from us or whatever. He couldn't help himself. Okay? He couldn't help it. Something was missing. So no one was there for him when he was a child. You see what I mean? But then some of us had a father who was not good at all. OK? okay? He abandoned us. He wasn't there for us, okay? Or he was cruel or rejected us or things like that, okay? Well, here's a secret. If you had a good father and you love what is good in the father, then you're loving, okay, fatherhood. Okay, and the love of fatherhood, the more you, as you love fatherhood, it's almost the same as loving God, who is the author of fatherhood, you see? And if your earthly father was not so good, or he was no good, then the secret is, don't hate him. Don't resent him. Don't hate your father. Okay? Then you can still find your heavenly father. You can still find your heavenly father if you don't hate your earthly father. See the secret? So if your father was good or had some good in him, then love what is good in him. If he was not good, then just don't hate him. Don't resent him, in other words. See? Then you'll still be okay. You can still find God within. Okay? If you resented your earthly father, which many of us have, then you must forgive him. In other words, drop the resentment against him. Drop the judgment against him. See that he was a victim too. Okay? And then your heart will be open to find your heavenly father. So now, okay, you discovered things of the world and of science and the beauty of nature, the marvels of the Creator's creation. And you have heard some things about God and about Jesus in church, and you like what you hear, okay? Well, now it's time, okay, to begin to find God, okay? Now it's time to do that. And I shall talk more about that after this important announcement. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. I'm now in my 26th, beginning my 26th year on the air. Can you imagine? That's a long time. That's a quarter of a century. God has been very gracious and kind to permit me all this time to be on the radio. Now, why am I here? Okay, first of all, I'm a pastor, but I don't have a big church. I don't have a church building. Okay. I have my computer and my microphone and my headphone, and I have my video, my little plug-in video camera. That's all I have, okay? And I buy the airtime myself. I pay for it myself. I buy the internet time myself. I buy the free chat, live chat time myself. I pay for those things myself, okay? And I come on the air, which is what I've been doing now for over 25 years, talking to you about how to get recentered, to find your roots, to get out of the squirrel cage of thinking, okay? Get closer to God, and then you'll have it made in the shade, okay? Made in the shade. Now, what has kept you from finding God? Well, first of all, some people have no interest whatsoever in the spiritual. None. Zero. They're just sensuous and sensual, and all they're interested in is eating and drinking and smoking and partying, and that's all. Okay? And they'll never be interested in anything more. Other people, okay, are interested in, well, in the spiritual side of life, but they, like I said, early in their life, they are more busy, you know, studying and developing a trade and getting married and raising family and all those things, and that's perfectly appropriate, okay? And then there are other people who want to get closer to God. They want to find the meaning of existence. They want to find out why they're here. Okay? They know they have a purpose. They know life has, they want to know what it is. So they search and search and search. And they go here and they go there in this church and that group and this spirituality and that philosophy and this and that. Okay? And they search and search, okay? And they find many things that are nice. Okay? Things that have some truth in them. Things that are perhaps somewhat helpful. But something is always missing. Okay? Something is always missing. And they're looking for that missing thing. That missing thing. And what's missing is, well, what's missing is the Creator Himself. Okay? To re-find your Creator. Once in a while you hear stories of a child and a parent who are separated, like a son and her father, a son and his father, or daughter and her father. Years later, you know, they're looking for each other, especially the daughter, son or the daughter, looking for father, looking and searching and searching. And when she finds her father, it's the most wonderful thing, and she was never, never happy, never satisfied until she found him. Okay, or at least found out what happened to him. But if he's still around and they have a reunion, if he's still alive and they're able to have a reunion, it's a very wonderful and beautiful thing. Okay. I was watching the other day on the YouTube, they had some reunions, or they had some surprise reunions where a father who maybe over in here is serving in Afghanistan or Iraq or somewhere, okay, where he came back. Okay, and then surprised his son or his daughter, maybe at a, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example. Like maybe they had, it was like a graduation or something, high school graduation maybe, or junior college graduation, and everybody was there in the auditorium, and then each child came up to get the diploma, and then all of a sudden one child was coming up, but then the principal said, well, wait a minute, now we have a special person here to give you your diploma. And all of a sudden, here comes father with his military, clothes on. Here comes father. And it's always so beautiful. It just makes you want, you just cry. You just sit there and cry at the sweetness of it. Okay? So sweet. Well, just think how sweet and how wonderful it will be when you discover that God really exists. Okay? And that he's good and that you can come to know him better. Become a child of God, child of the light. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org. Or commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Pastor Roland, and here I am, okay? Yes, we're talking about refinding your parent spirit, okay? getting closer to Him. Now, there, in the few minutes that I have left, I don't have much time left for this program. I mean, I've written books about this subject. I have meditations to help you in this regard. I have blog posts, hundreds of them maybe, articles, books. I've written 18 books. Okay, YouTube videos I've made, now over 300. They're all designed to help you to re-find God. Okay? Now, what is it that has been, that interferes with finding God? Okay? Maybe that's the best thing I can do for you right now. What interferes is, first of all, resentment. Resenting other people. Okay? What I want you to know is that other people, okay, if they did things to you, or they were cruel to you, or they rejected you, or they teased you, or something, number one, first of all, somebody did it to them. So don't hate them. Okay? Secondly, many times people are acted through. They're acted through. Okay? The spirit of wrong, the spirit of bad, it got inside them when they were kids and they hated what somebody did to them. See? Or they hated somebody. Then it got inside them and then it acts through them. So it wants you to hate them. It wants you to hate the person. Because hating a human being is a forbidden act. Remember, we're created in the image and likeness of God. So when you look at people, even if they're, you know, not in very good shape and their manners are not so good and so on and so forth, well, never mind that. Maybe they're not the most wonderful looking, but they are created in the image and likeness of God. Okay? So therefore, we mustn't hate them. That's God's command, not to hate them. So don't hate them, okay? Don't resent them. If they're wrong, see that they're wrong, but don't hate them. If you resented your dad, you resented your mom, you hated your brother for being, you know, a bully, or your sister for being a tease, or other kids who were cruel at school and teased you, or somebody was smarter than you or prettier than you, or what, regardless of whatever reason you hated somebody, just let go of the hate, let go of the resentment, okay? So that blocks you from God. So then the other thing that blocks you, of course, is doubt. Doubting God. See? Doubting God. Now the guy with the horns, the bad guy, is always there. See, operating through people who don't know what they don't even realize. See, that they're a walking temptation. And they're always there casting doubt upon what is good and what is true. Okay? So you have to learn to just observe the doubt, the doubters, reserve the doubt thoughts, and just let them pass. The words, see, the doubts, just let them pass. Okay? And then the other thing that interferes with finding God is being lost in your thinking, lost in the squirrel cage of emotions, and imagination. Round and round you go, planning for the future, reliving the past, see, planning and scheming, daydreaming, pipe dreams, and nostalgia, and all kinds of fantasies. There you are, see, and you go out in the world and you fail. You go out in the world, you don't handle the moment right with your son or your daughter, your wife, or your other people. See, you resent them, and then you don't handle it quite right. See, and then you don't want to see that you didn't handle it quite right. And so you escape into thinking, into imagination. Okay? So when you're lost down in your thinking, you're farther away from it. You're farther away from God. Okay? So what you need to do is to learn how to get out of being lost in thinking. It doesn't, you can't think. It doesn't mean that you have to blank thought or anything like that. It just means to be able to stand back from it, so you're not lost in it. Okay? So that keeps you from God. Then the other thing is you get all lost out in the world, lost in all kinds of things, lost in your texting and your music and all these things. They're hypnotic. They pull you away from reality, pull you away from the moment, pull you away from the present where God is. Okay? So what you need to do, see, so if you could get out of thinking, okay, get out of negative emotions, stand back from that, okay? Now you're in reality, you're not resenting anybody, okay? And you're just kind of, you go through life more like, kind of like a tourist. Just go through life and observe things, see people, and see all the things. Just don't hate people, okay? And stand back a little bit, don't get caught up in this argument and that argument and this intrigue and that gossip. Just stand back from it a little bit. Now you're in a very good space. Okay, now you have a window of opportunity in which to touch bases with your Creator. Okay, to touch bases with your Creator. And so therefore, now what you should do is go to my website, talktoapastor.org, and then, you know, read some of the things that I have there, watch some of my videos, and perhaps check out the meditation. The meditation is especially designed to help you come back to reality and get centered and find a nice prayer place where you can get a little closer to God. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Now, many of you are only getting 15 minutes, so what you need to do is go to talktoapastor.org and go to the programs and then listen to the whole program, which is 30 minutes long. It was just exquisite, an exquisitely wonderful program. You really, 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 really ought to listen to it. So go to talktoapastor.org, listen to the whole program. I have lots and lots and lots and lots of resources, including my meditations to help you with stress. Okay? So go to talktoapastor.org. Take advantage of the resources. Most of them are free. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.